I remember once, in 1994, I published an article about Soviet Psi weapon developments and, you know, specialized weapons to control people's minds and so forth. I had offers. All of a sudden, people send me offers. If you have this apparatus, we want to buy it. I was laughing. If I had it, I would destroy it. I don't need this junk.
What do you know factually, Paul, about what the Soviets did, how far they got in mind control?
Quite a lot. They did quite a lot. I know they conducted experiments on soldiers from Afghanistan to change their minds about wanting to fight.
Really?
Yeah. It's Fate magazine has my article back in 1994.
Do you know the methods that were used?
Electromagnetic waves. I listed quite, I did a good translation work, believe me. It caused me a lot of headaches, but they do use a lot of electromagnetic waves and some other technologies. Crude, you know, there was no accountability, but at the same time, they wanted to keep it secret. My fear is that some of it got into private hands again as Russia fell out. And there were reports later in Russia, post-communist Russia, that this politician or that politician was trying to use it. I think our people were also interested in the United States government.
I'm sure we were interested. Anything that could control minds. Do you have any idea how successful these efforts were?
I think there were to the point of special institute studying it in Kiev, in Moscow, and I think they had enough to create specialized devices, equipment. Nobody knows the extent of...
But I'm asking how successful they were. In other words, were they able to control the human mind?
Not to the extent to prevent the disintegration of the Soviet Union. Otherwise, they would be able to.
That's a good
point.
But
there were plans to put such equipment aboard Soviet orbital stations and to direct it at the populations below. But because there was confusion in 1980s and Gorbachev and Perestroika and everything, this has not worked out. But the people who wanted to do it have not gone away.
Okay, so you're telling me now, let me get this one straight, that they had developed it to the point where they were ready or had plans to put it on Soviet spacecraft aimed at the world's population. Yes?
Yes. This was one of the plans.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, this was a plan, and I believe I mentioned it later on in one of my articles in UFO magazine. And this was published in Russian media and not tabloid media. I mean, we're talking about names and dates, and there is quite a lot of interest in this so-called tarsionic weapons and mind control weapons. Again, nobody knows where things go, where files fly to, who buys what. You know.
Do you have any idea... for example, if something like that had been put into orbit and the trigger had been pulled, Paul, mm-hmm. what actually would have happened? And in what way people would have been controlled? Do you have any idea?
I guess whole populations would have a change of mind and would follow a special line. You know, you can instill anything into people's mind with the right propaganda. And here... you would have directed weapon systems aimed. I think you could do anything you want with people.
Could it be really so specific that you could change people's political views, for example?
I think it's quite possible. It's beyond my doubts. Look at James Jones and what he did in 1708, and he had no weapons.
Huh. Well, that's frightening to just even contemplate. Something as massive as a space-based mind control weapon, that's incredible. I hadn't even ever considered it before. And you're telling me not only did they consider it, but they had plans to be doing it.
Yeah, and it's good that they were not able to. In my heart, I believe they were not able to, only because of confusion, and there wasn't anybody like Stalin would put his fist down and say, do it, and they would do it. And because Gorbachev was no Stalin, of course, nothing, You know, and people after him, Yeltsin was nothing. He might have had the secrets, but he was drinking too hard to, you know.
Yes. Yes. Russia's been certainly through a very strange time recently, huh? Its political history, recent political history, is very, very strange. You know, and when I visited Russia, and I did, Paul, I found that many people there actually yearned for the way it used to be. They yearned to have the iron fist once again. They actually missed it.
It's not even so much the hard hand. You have to understand, in the last 20 years, almost 20 years, everything has changed in the lives of the Soviet
people. I know.
And, of course, some think that an iron hand, that if Stalin could be cloned, he would bring everything to order. But he would also bring concentration camps.
That's right.
And you can't escape it. Now people know. You could say, well, before we never knew. Look at Russia. Most people live in poverty. They've lost the empire, like you say. But it they didn't call it an empire, but they've lost...
It was an empire. It was an empire. No, it was.
What? No, I'm not saying it wasn't. That's not how the Soviet people viewed it. They were told they live in the best place in the world. Very few of them had a way to find out it's not so. Day after day, they put ideas in our brains that we live in the best place in the world. I was a kid in a Soviet school, and they say, eat your lunch, eat your bread, because people in America don't have enough to eat.
I know they told these stories, and of course, modern technology came along and slowly but surely made them liars, didn't it?
Absolutely. People started finding out it's not so. The things that happen in the world, you know, we live in the worst place, and they do not. It's like North Korea today, you know, they believe the same thing. Maybe the Soviet Union was not to that extent, but... people believed a lot of the things, and they could see that life was getting better after World War II, when Russia was basically destroyed